Indeed a joy, dear brethren, to be in New Jersey and to share in this time with the brethren here in Mahwah. It's indeed a joy. I bring the greetings of the brethren in Guyana. Very glad to be here, brethren. A thought that comes to mind is something in the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Two questions I ask. Verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And then the second question I would like us to address, verse 13, and to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? These two questions, one is a name, the other one is the place. This book starts off in looking at the Lord Jesus in contrast to man. And the first that is presented is man's prophet. Man make a lot of profit. And when we think of man would say Christ, he's a prophet. In Matthew chapter 16, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Elias, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, first of all. Or one of the prophets. They cannot get higher than that. Because to go higher, you can only know Christ higher than a prophet by revelation. When Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus looked at him and said, Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. To know Christ higher than a prophet came by revelation. We see the same thing with the man who was born blind. He could talk of the Lord Jesus. He is a prophet. When the Lord Jesus met him after he's cast out, he said, Dost thou believe in the Son of God? He said, Who is he, Lord? He said, I that speak unto thee am he. Who is he? I don't know him. I love to know him. So the first portion is a comparison between man's prophet, prophets, and the Lord Jesus. And what do we find? God, who at sundry time and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, and in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. It is God speaking in the Son. It is God himself. And it is God the Son who speaks. But then what do we discover? As the Word of God begin to develop this matter of the Son, the prophets can't answer. There are seven glories of the Lord Jesus for which the prophets are silent. And then he now takes up, having taken up the prophets on earth, he now takes up the angels in heaven. And he said, which of the angels, said he at any time, sit thou at my right hand. Now, when we look at this verse, taking a place, in verse 3 we read this. Who be in the brightness of his glory, or the impress, and the express image of his substance, and not holding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, having purged our sins, sat down right hand of the majesty on high. By himself or for himself, in the Greek. Because it was a moral necessity that sin be purged. When he had by himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. But look what it says next. Being made so much better than the angels. We seem to have gone off somewhere. And if we read that now in the New Translation, we will come back to what we are dealing with. It says this. Taking a place by so much better than the angels. Now we are on a track. You see, he had gone up on high. We just read. When he had by himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now he takes a place. In glory, higher than the angels. Taking a place, higher than the angels. for he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And then we ask the question, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? There is a man now who is in the glory, highest glory. And when this man now is seen in the highest glory, he is seen in heaven where the angels are. Now we have the question. He takes a place higher than them. Where they are in the glory. Where they are in heaven. He takes a place higher than the angels. And now the question is asked. Which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand? None. No angel can answer. Just like no man could answer. When we see the glories of the Lord Jesus, when we compare him with man and prophets, now when he is seen in this regard, in regard to the angels, no angel could answer, because he takes a place that is higher than them all. Taking a place. The scripture says, taking a place, that is, sits down, the right hand of the majesty on high. And he does that not on earth, but he does that in heaven. And he does that not where man is, that's what we have before, where man was, where the prophets were. They were hurt. And he comes in, and this wonderful person, they can't answer to the glories of the Christ. Man might say he's only a prophet, but they don't know better. He has glories to which no prophet could respond. They're all silent. But now in the glories, he takes a place, he goes and he sits down at the right hand of God. And the question is asked, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit down at my right hand? Brethren, we ought to rejoice. There is a man there. Angels will never go there. But there is a man there, and he is seated at God's right hand. That man is in the highest glory. But here, he sits down. Sat himself down. He's worthy to be there. He has a right to be there. That's his place. What if you see the Son of Man return to his place, the place where he had before? That is his place. When we read Hebrew 1, we see the Lord Jesus in taking this place. We see what Jehovah has to say to Adonai. Jehovah said to Adonai, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Jehovah says that to Adonai. Psalm 110. Sit down on my right hand. Here he's not invited to sit. Here he takes his place in view of what he has done. He has a right to the place. In Psalm 102, we have Jehovah addressing Jehovah. In Psalm 110, we have Jehovah addressing Adonai. Sit on my right hand. But in Psalm 102, thou art the same. We read it all here in Hebrews. Thou art the same. And it's when this one would take this lonely place, this crying out to God, that Jehovah responds, thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. This one who has taken a place now has a name. For to which of the angels, having taken the place, the question is asked now in verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Here he is Son of God in time. The Lord Jesus is Son of God in three ways. Son of God in eternity, Son of God in time, Son of God in resurrection. The Lord Jesus is Son of God. Here he is Son of God in time. Quoted from Psalm 2, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, I'll give thee the nations for thy inheritance, the end of the earth for thy possession. Here, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, in time. But the question is asked to the angels, because now man's prophet can't respond,
can the angels respond?
It's like what we have in Revelation chapter 5. Who is worthy? No man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth can respond. And John tell us, I wept much because no man was found. You know, one of the elders said unto me, weep not, those elders, they represent the saints of God. 12 of them representing the New Testament saints. 12 of them representing the Old Testament saints. Being raptured and there in the presence of God. Now they know as they are known. Here the scripture says to them, weep not. Behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He had prevailed to open the book, to loose the seal. You imagine, this whole world is challenged. Who is worthy? And no man can come forward. No angel come forward. None can come forward. Amen. And look, the Lord Jesus doesn't come forward. They said, but there is one who is worthy. They have to identify the one who is worthy. He doesn't come forward and say, I am worthy. Oh, what a Savior who he is. But the angel said, so much time had passed that John would say, I wept much. No man was coming forward. And now the angel said to John, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He had prevailed. But you know, when John looked for a lion, he saw a lamb. Lamb. He's not lying to the saints. He died for them. He's not there to destroy them with his power. He has saved them by his grace. He has brought them into his presence. What a wonderful Savior. And now they're there with him. But who is worthy? None. Except the Lord Jesus Christ. This name. A name we read now in Philippians chapter 2. This name, a name that is above every name. He has such a name. Verse 9 tell us of chapter 2. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. And if you have the new translation. Wherefore also God hath highly exalted him. And given him a name which is above every name. This one who has gone so low is now exalted so high. Given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In Isaiah 49, we see the Lord Jesus there and he says, I have spent my life in vain. Instead, Israel is not gathered and Jehovah responds to him again. Though Israel is not gathered, what I will do for you, I'll make thee not only Israel, but a light to the Gentile. That's how we would come in. In that same passage, in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord Jesus Christ, where he asked that question, who do men say that I am? After Peter would confess thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus, having said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail, said to them that they should not anymore reveal that he was the Christ. His pathway now as their Messiah to the Jews was over. He was rejected. He was going to take a new name. That was Son of Man. And as Son of Man, he was not going to be only over the Jews. He was going to be over all the whole universe. That man was going to be exalted above all. He has a name. Oh yes, he's given a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. Every knee is going to bow to this name of Jesus Christ. Which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son? None. God has his son, and he is going to exalt him as a man in the highest glory. Every knee shall bow to him. But not only knee, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When every knee bow, every tongue confess, God the Father would be glorified. What a talk, brethren. The Lord Jesus will be exalted to the highest glory. And as we read in Ephesians 1, the preciousness about that is not only is he going to be there, the Jews, the Messiah is going to be over Israel during the kingdom. Israel would be the head of the nations. The rest of the nations would be the tail. But I want to tell you this. Israel will not be reigning with Messiah. But when he is exalted over this whole universe, we will be reigning with him. And the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 1, not only exalted to the highest glory, but he is so to the church. And this church would be there with him, sharing this glory. What a place of exaltation that he has brought us into, brethren. What a hope we have. A hope that no one could take away. A hope of glory with the Lord Jesus, sharing it all with him. This place of highest glory. And to none of the angels has this been said, thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. He is the Son of God here on earth, walking in this world. He is the Son of God. In the highest glory, he is God's Son. And even when he walked here, God will open the heavens. This man so delighted the heart of the Father that he would open the heavens. Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. It's what we read now. Thou art my Son, in whom I found all my delight. If it be at the banks of the Jordan, he is the Son of God who has delighted the heart of the Father. If it be on the Mount of Transfiguration, he is the Son of God who has delighted the heart of the Father. And when he is tried, he said, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? He says, no, for this cause came I unto this hour. What is before this man? Father, glorify thy name. The name of the Father, his glory is always before this man. Where all other men fail, this man glorifies God. Where we have dishonored him, this man has glorified him. Where death brought us, the grace of God brought him. That he by the grace of God should taste death for everything. And he comes in where death brought us, where sin brought us, grace brought him. And he comes in death and destroy him who has the power of death. Hebrews 2. What a Savior. Destroy death. Come out victoriously, alive forevermore. And the angels cannot answer. Which of them, said he, sit on my right hand? None of them. Which of them, said he, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? None of them. And glory after glory after glory, they can only stand with their mouths open. They can say nothing. The Lord Jesus alone is worthy. And brethren, there is no other person to talk about but Christ. There is no one else we can present but the one in the glories, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is there in the highest glory, taking a place. When he had by himself, and in that series, when he had by himself purged our sins, to think of it, that he associates himself. He brings in our sins in that series. When all we were reading about is his glory. When he had by himself purged our sins. sat down at the right hand of the Majesty. It is when he is there that the angels now are brought forward. Oh, look at the man in the glory. See now which angel could be compared to him. Which angel can come close to him? Before, which prophet can come close? Now, which angel could come close? We would have him as the apostle and then Moses. He, the man, is worthy of more glory than Moses. If it's the high priest, he is worthy of more glory than Aaron. Oh, brethren, there is one man who is worthy of all our glory. And this morning we came together to glorify that man. He is worthy. He is worthy now. He's worthy throughout all eternity. Amen.
Amen.